6:42, Slocum in the morning on 1340 WJOL. While our business report today is going to focus on a court ruling yesterday. The Stop North Point lawsuit against the City of Joliet and North Point has been thrown out, basically. The judge yesterday in court said, nope, don't think this is something that we're going to continue. You can read more about it on our website at WJOL.com. Let me just kind of give you a little bit more information on what's going on. If you haven't been following this, or if you're new to, you know, I don't want to say paying attention to local news, but new to really WJOL or getting deep into the woods with this, North Point would want to build a Compass Business Park. And this is a huge business park that is bigger than Center Point that is built in Elwood and Center Point that's built just north of Arsenal Road in Joliet. It's a big one. And they would like to put it in between Manhattan and Elwood, right off of Manhattan Road. Arsenal Road turns into Manhattan Road. So with all that said, there's two different groups. There's a Say No to North Point group that is fighting. There's a Stop North Point group that is fighting. And the Village of Elwood is fighting as well. They don't want this built because of traffic situation, there's traffic issues. And quite frankly, it'll change the landscape for both communities forever. So like it or not, right or wrong, there's a lot of history that goes into this. There's boundary agreements. There were meetings that took place between the villages, municipalities. There's a lot of different stuff that has gone on over the last several years. But Joliet, what was it, last year, voted to annex property in, literally would butt right up against Elwood to the west and Manhattan to the east. But Joliet said, we'll approve this project contingent on a bridge over Route 53 that the developer has to build. And Joliet made constructing that bridge over 53 a condition for the project. So it's about 1,200, maybe close to 1,300 acres. This is a biggie. It's a biggie. Like it or not, right, wrong, or indifferent, it means money to the city of Joliet. It does. There's no doubt about that. Some residents from Joliet want it. They say, hey, we see cash signs and we want it. Obviously, most people in Elwood and Manhattan are against it, as are the politicians. Doug Jenko, the mayor of Elwood, has strong support in his town because he has come out in 100% support of stopping North Point. And, of course, that race shaped what happened in Manhattan. Jamie Doyle was the mayor there, and he was telling people, look, it's going to come. There's really nothing we can do about it. We need to work with them instead of work against them. Well, that did not go over well. With his constituents, he decided not to run, and now there's new leadership in Manhattan. So North Point wants to put a bridge and connect it with Walter Strawn Drive. Problem with that is the land is owned by a couple of brothers, the O'Connor brothers, Dennis and Terry. They don't want the built, they don't want the bridge built. They're against the project, even though they could probably stand to make millions of dollars off of selling this property. Dennis sent a message out yesterday to the media. My brother Terry and I remain 100% against the bridge and 100% with Mayor Doug Jenko and Elwood against the bridge. 2,600 Elwood residents would lose property values and suffer health consequences from increased noise and air pollution, and we would be forced to move at a great financial loss, but not without litigation. North Point has never made us any offer to buy our land, and we have never made them any offer to sell. Public records will show that we sold 19 acres in 2007 to Center Point for their entrance to Bissell's warehouse off Route 53 for $4.5 million. Location and timing are everything. North Point knows that would be their starting price, but we know they are hoping for eminent domain, legal problem, private land. And here's the holdup with Walter Strawn Drive, and this is basically it, and this is the governor's stance as well, or the governor's problem. Private land can only be taken for a public purpose. Again, think about that for a minute. Private land can only be taken for public purpose. North Point is a private Missouri Corporation. They say they want to put a bike path and a walking path on a bridge to make it public. Well, that's what the goal would be. O'Connor and his supporters say that is not needed. That is what they're trying to do to change their status from private to public. And he says that's a cheap ruse. North Point simply wants the bridge to protect their $25 million investment in land holdings. It would serve no one else. Governor Pritzker will not cave in on his promise to Elwood. And the O'Connors think this is a victory. And it is up to this point. I still think the ace in the hole will be just moving the bridge north of Walter Strawn Drive, moving it north of Arsenal Manhattan Road, and putting it somewhere near Millsdale Road. There was a restaurant right there at Millsdale that takes traffic back at Mr. B's, I believe it was called. I remember them being there a few times back in the day. They had a really good cheesy beef sandwich. They did. I remember that. After being at the racetrack for long days, we'd stop over there and get a cold one and a cheesy beef. That's where many people think that it would go. But here's the sticking point there. Then they would have to drive through Centerpoint. Many of those roads inside Centerpoint Joliet and Centerpoint Elwood are property of Centerpoint. They own that land. They own part of that loop. So the question begs is, will Centerpoint, who's a competitor of North Point, ever give North Point permission to drive on their roads? I am not so sure. Centerpoint isn't even close to being built at, so why would they approve an agreement with North Point when they're competing for the same type of businesses that North Point would be? Just doesn't make sense to me. If they were completely built out and bursting at the seams, then I would say, maybe so. But then again, think about this too. If Centerpoint gave them permission, they would pay their bridge off a lot faster, because Centerpoint is putting up the money for the toll bridge that's going across from I-80 down to Hobel to Centerpoint North. So Centerpoint could look at that and say, we'll pay for the bridge a lot faster than we would have, and we'll use North Point's customers' money instead of just ours. But then again, I don't think Centerpoint would have any problem at all paying for that bridge. I don't think they really mind, quite frankly, if it's paid off sooner rather than later. So that's our business report today. Just want to kind of give an overview. I know it gets confusing. I know it's fuzzy when we talk about say no to North Point, stop North Point, Village of Elwood. And you hear City of Joliet's name mentioned. You hear, a lot of different things thrown out there. But it's a very, controversial topic that we told you when it started several years ago that we would be talking about this for several years. And here we are several years later.